How high do we rank Kagiso Rabada as a test bowler? So,
right up there.
Well, settle down.
Right up there. Test bowler, right up there.
Let's go with South Africa first. None of us think he's a better bowler than Dale Steyn. I'm just putting that out there.
No, I don't think he's better, but I think he's close.
Okay, I like that. You don't think he's better?
No, I think he's very close.
Okay.
Yeah. Test bowler.
Subcontinent, I think Dale Steyn any day for me, because he was relevant across any condition.
Although, to be fair, Rabada recently has started taking lots of wickets in subcontinent, hasn't he? So he has brought some of that back.
Not in the test matches.
Wasn't it Sri Lanka or Bangladesh he took a bunch of wickets?
Yeah, like, obviously, I would count India more because, like, what?
So the subcontinent, just so you're aware, involves other countries as well.
Considering the fact that...
It's harder. I would say it's harder to take wickets in Sri Lanka as a seamer than it is in India.
Most other teams were in a similar spot that they were in 10 years ago, even when Dale was playing.
Sri Lanka 10 years back when Jayawardene, Sangakkara, all these players were still playing.
Yeah, but there were two players.
But it's still about the pitches, though, isn't it? That's what you're really saying. You know, you've got to go up against that. We're not saying, it's not like everyone else is going through everyone on those pitches. Where do you compare him to Anderson?
Start with the batting. No.
He's a marginally better bat.
Marginally? I think he's a way better bat than Anderson.
Marginally.
He looks better. When he was on 12, better. I said, this is the day he gets his 50. There was something in his eyes that day, and that was one of my most enjoyable innings of the year, watching him score 50 runs in a test match. When Rabada came along, I thought he was absolutely awesome and had everything that you need to be a fast bowler in test cricket. I was like, this kid has every attribute that is needed, and he is awesome. Jimmy was like, everyone knew how good he could be, and then his board tried to ruin him and break his back and change his action and all the rest of it. And it took him a few years to recalibrate, didn't it? And come back as Jimmy Anderson. And he's now even more Jimmy Anderson than he's ever been, even now, right? Am I ranking the two of them?
Well, because, I mean, that's why I'm asking how high. So I've mentioned Steyn and Anderson.
I'll tell you what this is. This is Jared's way of making us look like asses in front of the whole world.
Yeah, he likes doing that.
His whole
prerogative of doing this is to make us look like asses.
He's even set up the cameras to make it look like I don't have a six-pack, right? They've told me.
Okay, so you've got Steyn, you've got Anderson. Obviously, we can put Broad in there as well. Cummins, Hazelwood, Stark, Bolt,
Bumrah.
Am I missing anyone else? Philander, right?
Oh, yeah, Philander, right? So good.
So where does... That's why I'm asking the question.
You love ranking everything. Just appreciate him for who he is.
No.
Stop trying to put him in a box.
What's wrong with
so
you?
So I think the other thing with Rabada is he was also, and it could have gone the way of Shaheen, where he was asked to play everything all the time.
He was so overbold, right?
And that, I thought there was a bit where he was on a downslope. I wasn't sure that he could come back up from, but he did.
He did.
Considering that the guy's won purple caps, right? And he's come back this year and bossed it to getting wickets in the power play. When he was winning the purple cap, he wasn't getting power play wickets. So now he's a power play. He's bowling three on the reel in the power play. So he's redeveloping now, right?
You know what he's doing? If you watch him in the IPL, he's bowling test match lengths.
Yeah.
He's not doing
anything else.
Yes.
He's not pulling defensively. He's just pulling pure test match lengths, and people are floundering to that.
Everything's cyclical. We said this the other day, right? Everything comes back around. And he's like, he's identified because he's really smart. He doesn't get enough credit for that, I don't think. He's a really smart bowler that people have stopped doing the test match thing. So the bats have stopped.
Not necessarily. One of the things that he was doing, I think his biggest strength is hitting the hard length.
Fair enough.
That's his biggest strength.
Yeah.
And if he gets the ball, move around there from a little bit, the wobble ball, move it out, move it in, he becomes really dangerous. And I think he's finally settled that, because I think he was bowling very differently in white ball cricket. And it's something I noticed, especially after watching the SA20s over the last couple of years. I just started saying, man, I was thinking, if this guy just bowled proper lengths, like hard lengths, his strength, he'll be so much more dangerous in T20 cricket than he is. Because it feels like he's trying to reinvent himself as a bowler just for T20 cricket. And it felt like, hey, you don't need to do that.
I think
when he did, when he actually went back to just hitting the lengths and bowling to his strength and keeping it simple, shoo,
how good could he have been at tests without all the T20s?
Yes. And coming back to the discussion.
He would have been great.
He averages 27 in Asia, by the way.
Yeah. Steyn was 21, 22.
Yeah, that's pretty good though, isn't it? That's his highest average is 27.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. For me, it'll be across the eras, I would say Bumrah, then number two, Steyn, the numbers that the players you had mentioned. Three would be Rabada, fourth would
across
be
across the eras.
Like the players he just mentioned.
Of the ones that I mentioned.
Oh, yeah, so,
not
mentioned.
Like including McGrath.
So I think Cummins has had a better career than Rabada.
Yes.
Right. And one of the differences I would say is what it's something that Robbie just brought up, which is I think Rabada's best delivery is the best delivery in world cricket. Right? People can't really hit it. Yeah. He can bowl. And because of that, he isn't as developed as Bumrah and Cummins, yes. Right? They have more options available. Like Cummins doesn't swing the ball anymore because he bowls a wobble ball. But if he needs to swing the ball, he starts to swing the ball, right?
And Cummins?
He can bowl Yorkers. Rabada's not really good at Yorkers, mm-hmm. right? Cummins has a better bouncer, right?
Yes.
I'm not sure he's better at slower ball as well. Again, Rabada, these are not things that he needs because he doesn't need them. And so he's developed in this really one specific way, but that one way is better than anything that Bumrah or Cummins or Anderson have.
I have travelled the cricketing world, and so I've collected two things, the phone numbers of random taxi drivers and overseas SIM cards. Rideshare apps have fixed the first part, and Sally is doing the second. Now, all you need is their eSIM on whatever plan works for you. You activate it, and you can use it anywhere in the cricketing world. It helps you save money. It is a global solution to a global problem. Stop fiddling with tiny sims and get the one that does it all. Go to Sally.com Good Areas and use the code Good Areas to get an exclusive 15% off your first purchase. Fly free with Sally.
And Cummins, the best part is that he just knows how to kind of evolve as a bowler according to the whole situation of the team or the series. Like BGT 2024, he knew that nobody is bowling short balls. He took like 10 or 11 wickets with the bouncers in that series. Ruined the series for Pant significantly. And I think this is something which Rabada is more consistent, more one-dimensional with that particular part. But I would say genetically, he's more blessed as compared to Bumrah or Cummins because of the extra height, and that good length becomes even more deadly because of the kind of release he's getting. Due to that, I kind of put him slightly ahead of Cummins. That's the only reason. Also, the fact that he gets to bowl with the new ball. Cummins, if it is the first change bowler, for me, he wins it easily.
Yeah. I mean, that is a special talent of Cummins to be in the argument when he doesn't get the new ball.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
Ridiculous.
So you're all having Rabada ahead of Anderson, all of you?
Any day. I would any day.
Robbie?
Ahead of Anderson.
So if it's career, you have to pick Anderson still.
I think, yeah.
But
because
if I'm trying to win a test match tomorrow, I would pick Rabada over Anderson.
Exactly.
Over Pete Anderson?
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm not sure I share that.
Rabada is just lock and load. He's
again,
just going to get
Anderson, Pete Anderson where though? Like in England? Are you like in the subcontinent? You've got to pick an even playing field, right?
I've got it in front of me if you want. In England, Rabada has played 7 test matches, 39 wickets at 22.87.
It's pretty good.
It's a lot better than Steyn. Steyn was terrible in England, by the way.
Steyn was not good in England.
I don't know why. This doesn't make any sense to me, but he was.
Anderson was just tried too much in England, I personally felt.
Anderson was able to crack different conditions
in a certain way,
right? So Anderson went, well, these pitches are ridiculous. They're so flat. It's not going to swing. It's not going to do anything. And in a test, I'm going to have to bowl dry for 40 overs. And he worked out how to do that. And no one else could do that, could go 1.5 and over and just go. It used to be back in the day, you would chuck the ball to Murray over and over again, and he would go for 0 or 1 every over. Warned it a bit, but not in the defensive way that Murray used to do it. But then England managed to turn, James Anderson managed to turn himself into somebody that could do that in away conditions in the wherever the roads were, wherever the, you know, it was really dry and humid, and he just kept doing it over and over again. So physically, he's a maniac, James Anderson, still playing now, and he's my age or whatever.
And mentally, he's incredible.
Incredible.
But if you didn't know what the pitch was tomorrow, He has to work it out.
That's,
and Rabada does not have to work it out.
That's true because like I said at the jump of this, he has all the attributes and he looked like he did from the first ball he sent down in the test match. You're like, wow, this kid's got the lot, and he's always had the lot. Rabada's done bloody well to still be trucking on because he has been terribly overbowled in his career.
Yes.
So he must be a physical specimen as well.
That's what I say. Genetically, I feel he's blessed.
But we definitely have him ahead of like Broad and Hazelwood.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where do you fit Stark into this? I think he's ahead of Stark.
But again, the reinvention of Stark, the fact that he's doing stuff at an old man age that is nearly impossible, getting Stark, faster.
Stark's best 4 years might
Stark
be now.
Ahead. All format, any day Stark.
I'd pitch Stark ahead of Broad.
All format? Yeah,
all format, yeah. Any
what
day.
What about just Test?
Even Test matches only.
Really? Because he hasn't had a great Test career.
See,
Stark.
I'm yes. I'm Stark.
He's had moments, but not
Stark in White Bull, Rabada Red Bull for me, just about. Yeah. Because I think recency bias is clouding the Stark bit.
Stark,
he's not been all that good for ages.
So Stark is like averaging 28, 29 in tests, I would say.
And most of the fact he's under 30 is because of the pink ball.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't get me wrong. He's the best guy in the world with the pink ball.
I don't need to study these numbers before sitting with you, Oakley.
You didn't know that Dale Steyn averaged 37 in England?
I don't know any averages of anyone. I told you this. They don't mean anything to me.
Yeah, but you watch a disgusting amount of cricket.
I do.
I don't.
I do.
So
he watches a healthy amount of cricket.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's heavy anymore.
Stark, with all due respect, is like averaging 4 wickets per test match at almost 29-ish, I would say.
And Rabada?
Rabada would be under 20. Strike rate is 39. Rabada's strike rate is insane. And average is 22.
Just went over 20.
And how many wickets per test match?
He has...
4-ish.
Where are we? 73 test matches and 340 wickets.
Yeah, 4.4.
Yeah, then Rabada, man. Ahead of Stark. Yeah. Red Bull cricket for sure.
But it's an interesting one, isn't it?
39 strike rate is insane. I don't think so. It's even better than the Steyn, I would say.
It's the best strike rate since Sid Barnes, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But if you adjust for eras, there's actually a few guys ahead of him. Yeah. So Waqar Yunus is still the standout. Waqar Yunus took wickets at a rate we'd never seen before.
Yes.
And I think Steyn and Donald might be slightly ahead of Rabada if you adjust for eras, but not a lot.
Yeah.
But Waqar was, you know, something else. We'll do a podcast on him another day. He was really good at cricket.
If I'm watching a Rabada highlight reel, I am watching the batting.
Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Rakshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv.
If you make a lot of content like me, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.